What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Leah Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. You know that feeling when your head's spinning faster than a washing machine on high spin? Yeah, me too. We're all chasing clarity these days, right? Between deadlines, social media, the constant news cycle, it feels like our brains are running a marathon every single day. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to combating that mental mayhem? A superpower that unlocks focus, fuels creativity, and lets you actually enjoy those me moments? It's called self-care, my friends, and it's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are pretty awesome. Self-care is about intentionally nurturing your mind, body, and soul, a daily commitment to feeling your best. Why? Because a well-nourished brain is a high-performing brain. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a sports car, would you? So, let's dive into five key takeaways that'll supercharge your self-care game and banish brain fog for good. Number 1. Listen to your body. It's constantly sending signals, those pangs of hunger, the urge to stretch, even that little voice telling you to hit the snooze button one more time. Don't ignore them. Eating nutritious food, getting enough sleep, and moving your body regularly are foundational pillars of self-care. Ever notice how you feel groggier after a sugary latte rush? Or how a good workout clears your head? Your body is telling you something, and it deserves to be heard. Number 2. Embrace mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind. It's about being fully present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, really listen to someone talking to you. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and connect with the world around you. Mindfulness is like hitting the reset button on your mental state, calming the chaos and allowing clarity to shine through. Number 3. Nurture your passions. What brings you joy? What lights that fire inside of you? Make time for those things. Whether it's painting, playing an instrument, hiking in nature, or simply reading a good book, pursuing your passions recharges your soul and keeps you feeling inspired. Remember, life isn't just about checking off boxes on a to-do list. It's about experiencing joy and fulfillment. Number 4. Set boundaries. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and mental space. It's an act of self-respect and self-care. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical belongings, would you? Treat your mind and energy with the same respect. Number 5. Seek support when needed. We're not meant to go through life alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need a listening ear or a helping hand. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating, and knowing you're not alone can make all the difference. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur juggling multiple projects, client calls, and family commitments. She's constantly on edge, her mind racing, and she can barely focus on anything. One day, during a particularly stressful week, Sarah decides to take a break. Instead of checking emails or scrolling through social media, she goes for a walk in nature. The fresh air, the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, it all calms her down and clears her head. Sarah realizes that even small moments of self-care can make a huge difference. She starts prioritizing things like regular exercise, healthy meals, and dedicated time for hobbies. She learns to say no to extra commitments and sets boundaries with colleagues. Slowly but surely, Sarah's brain fog lifts, and she finds herself feeling more focused, energized, and capable of tackling her challenges with clarity and confidence. So, remember, my friends, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Take those small steps, embrace the moments that nourish your soul, and watch the magic happen. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's build a community of brain fog fighters together. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you find this podcast helpful. See you tomorrow for another dose of Brain Fog Detox. Keep shining bright, everyone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.